Welcome to Asbury. I'm Brother Hammett, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. As you prepare to worship with us on our live stream, I invite you to make space wherever you are for worship, if you're able. You may want to silence your devices and make yourself comfortable, maybe light some candles. Please do take just a moment and let us know that you're here. You can do that in a couple of different ways. The first way is to scan the QR code on your screen. All you have to do is open the camera on your phone or smart device and aim it at the screen, and you'll receive an invitation to open our sign-in webpage. Or you can just make a comment in the chat or like the video. If you're looking for a church home, you're always welcome at Asbury. If you'd like to visit about joining the Asbury family, just email me at the address below, and I'd be glad to work out a time when we can visit. I pray that God blesses you through this service today. We'll begin in just a moment.
Good morning. How is everybody? All right, you're not great, but that's okay because we're a church, and I know what I can do to turn it around. Let's stand and worship together.
Worthy, 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 oh.
that you've done for me. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You can sit if you like. Well, good morning, and welcome to Asbury. We're glad for those of you who are here in the WAC and those of you who are worshiping with us online. We issue you a very warm welcome as well. I'm Hammett Evans. I'm the senior pastor here at Asbury, and we're so thankful that you are with us today. This morning, I'm going to kick off a brand new worship series. It's called Won't You Be My Neighbor? It's been so long. It's been so long since I saw Mr. Rogers, but Won't You Be My Neighbor? And over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about how Asbury can be the friendliest church in town. Amen? And today we're kicking that off with a close look at Jesus' parable of the weeds, which is one of my very favorite stories Jesus ever told. I do want to invite you to register your attendance. You can do that using one of the slips. You may also scan the QR code on the screen, or if you're worshiping online, there's a QR code that you can scan to do that as well. Today we want to be in prayer for Vicki Logan's father, and we also want to be in prayer for the McDaniels, for Jay and for Valera, as well as our OMP team. And so we want to encourage you to be in prayer for them. They have just left just a few minutes ago, and they are heading to Rogers for the week to serve as the hands and feet of Christ. Let's begin with a word of prayer. God, we do thank you for being with us today already in so many different ways. And we pray that as we hear your parable of the weeds, that you will lay upon us that our role is to help you to eradicate the weeds from our own lives and not to judge others for the weeds that they bear in their lives. And God, we pray that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit, be with our church family, be with those who are ill or in special need. Today, we especially lift up Clifford Smith and June Glazier, Fred Williams, Barbara Clark, Megan Arnold, Joyce Dennis, Doug Chenault, Gene Hammett, Barbara Mills, the family and friends of Hilda Parr, the family and friends of John McDaniel, Vicki Logan's father, and Jay and Valera McDaniel. We lift up these and others whom we name before you in our hearts. Fill them with your presence and with your power, with your grace and your mercy. And God, we pray that you will pour out your Holy Spirit on each and every one of us who are gathered here today, so that we might hear what you would want us to hear, that we might be the people that you need us to be in the world that you created. We pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Please stand and continue worshiping with us. I've tried to pick songs this week that we've done quite a bit, and hopefully you know and can sing and worship this morning.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. And I'm no longer a slave to fear, no, for I am a child of God. And I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. And I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave. And I'm no longer a slave to fear. No, For I am a child of God.
Say, I'm no longer a slave.
Oh, I'm no longer a slave to fear. No, no. I am a child of God.
Yes.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I don't have to be, for I am a child of God.
You split the sea.
Child of God.
Yeah.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. No, I'm not. For I am a child of God.
Let's sing it as an Asbury family.
I'm no longer a slave to
move into a time of offering. I'd like to remind those who are watching online, there's a QR code that you can scan, and it will offer you a chance to go to our website, and you can choose from several options on how to give online. All those options are available for us as well for those of us who are in the WAC today. There's also an offering plate as you leave today if you'd like to give cash or check in that way. You're welcome to do that. Today we are truly considering what it means to be a church that welcomes everybody. And all of our gifts are meant to be shared with others, to share God's love abundantly. And it's in that spirit that we offer ourselves as well as our financial gifts to God's church family. Would you pray with me? God, we do thank you for being with us today, and we thank you because we know that everything that we are and everything that we have is a gift of your gracious, abundant, and merciful love for us. And now we offer these gifts back to you out of our love for you in the hope that you will use them to build your kingdom right here at Asbury, in Little Rock, and far beyond. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and the people of God said, amen.
Know with this one, please sing with us.
Feel free to stand and worship and sing out.
Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh. My worship your holy name.
A wise man in a red cardigan once said, "When I think of everybody I know and everybody else, I think how different we all are. And yet there are some things about us that are the same. We each have a body and we each have feelings. And in some way, just by being a human being, each one of us is very, very fancy." The same man said, he sang these words. He sang, "It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I
I meant to do that. What, you don't believe me, Hadley? That was, yeah, that was, there were multiple obstacles in there. I don't know if you saw all of the obstacles that I saw, but it is so, I'm so glad I survived. Amen. It is so good to see y'all today. And our scripture reading this morning comes from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30, and then verses 36 through 43. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like someone who planted good seed in his field. While people were sleeping, an enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat and went away. When the stalk sprouted and bore grain, then the weeds also appeared. The servants of the landowner came and said to him, "Master, didn't you plant good seed in your field? Then how is it that it has weeds?" "An enemy has done this," he answered. The servant said to him, "Do you want us to go and gather them?" But the landowner said, "No, because if you gather the weeds, you'll pull up the wheat along with them. Let both grow side by side until the harvest. And at harvest time, I'll say to the harvesters, first gather the weeds and tie them together in bundles to be burned, but bring the wheat into my barn." Jesus left the crowds and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." Jesus replied, "The one who plants the good seed is the human one, the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seeds are the followers of the kingdom. But the weeds are the followers of the evil one. The enemy who planted them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the present age. The harvesters are the angels. Just as people gather weeds and burn them in the fire, so it will be at the end of the present age. The human one will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that cause people to fall away and all people who sin. He will throw them into a burning furnace. People there will be weeping and grinding their teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Those who have ears should hear." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now I feel like I should be Brother Nick and say, and now here's Brother Hammett with today's message. But anyway, good morning and welcome to Asbury. I'm so thankful that you are here with us in the WAC, and welcome to those of you who are worshiping online, either live Sunday morning or later on in the week at your convenience. And welcome to our Won't You Be My Neighbor series. Over in the past, Asbury has taken a lot of pride in being the friendliest church in town. And after 2 years of kind of starts and stops and starts and starts and stops and all of that, as we kind of move through the pandemic, hopefully this fall and come out the other side, it's a good time for us to kind of brush up on our friendliness skills. And so that's what we'll be doing over the next 4 or 5 weeks. And today we're starting, though, with Jesus' parable of the weeds, which answers the question, who is welcome in God's kingdom? And more specifically, who is welcome at Asbury? Would you pray with me? God, we do thank you for being with us today in so many ways. And we pray now that you will give us your Holy Spirit so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. We pray this in Jesus' name. And the people of God said, amen. Seedbed. Seedbed? Seedbed. Now, the next words out of my mouth should have been, please use it in a sentence. But instead, I said seabed, S-E-A-B-E-D, seabed. And the buzzer went off. And the buzzer stung my ears, my little fourth grade ears, because I didn't even know the word that I had misspelled until my mom told me when we got in the car later on. I couldn't tell the difference between a seabed, the floor of a sea or an ocean, and seed bed, a bed of soil prepared for planting seed. Mrs. Nguyen, my fourth grade teacher, had weeded out all the poor spellers in my class, and then our principal, Mr. Cohn, had weeded out all the poor spellers in my school, and I wasn't the best speller, but I was in the cream of the crop, and I was good enough to go to the district spelling bee. But there, in that 1970s Harvest Gold Auditorium at the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, I found out what I really was. I was one of those weeds cast into the outer darkness with the other lexically deficient weeds. And we've all been there. We've been the weedies and we've been the weeders. We're raised that way. It starts in preschool. Duck, duck, goose. Run, 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 run. Oh, I tag you. You're out. Get in the mush pot. You can't play anymore. You're a weed. I got back from Camp Tanico Friday afternoon, and this was my 10th anniversary. It's hard to believe. 10th anniversary as the dean for senior high camp. And this is actually a picture from an older camp, and if you, I know we have some folks here who might know Michael Griffin, and Michael Griffin is in that picture, if you can see. Of course, he's a lot younger than he is. I mean, all these kids are way out of college and married and all of that now. But anyway, before I started serving as the dean for senior high camp, I served for six years at junior high too. Camp at Tanico, and you know, senior high kids take weeding, you know, have their ways of weeding each other out, but junior highs are experts in all that, amen? I mean, they are just atrocious, so they take it to a whole new level, and it would start on day one, and my adult eyes, they would all look the same in their, you know, shorts and t-shirts and tennis shoes. I mean, my old eyes still can't tell the difference between Southern Marsh and the knockoff brand, but theirs are keenly attuned to that kind of stuff. And then they would target a kid, often on the very first day. Maybe the group who target are from a big city like Little Rock, and the targeted kid is from somewhere out in the sticks, you know, like Harrisburg. Or maybe it's the other way around. It doesn't really matter. But whatever it is, that kid doesn't look the same way or dress the same way or talk the same. He's a weed. And junior highs are at that age where their hormones are really starting to kick in. And, you know, boys, some of the boys look up from their PlayStation one day and they see that formerly detestable creature, that girl, in a whole new light. And behold, there is a new creation. And the guys have a pretty good shot at getting a girlfriend at camp every year because there are always, 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 even this year, twice as many girls as there are boys. But you come to Thursday night at the dance and you'll see it. Some of those boys standing over in the corner by themselves, too cool to make a fool of themselves to ask, by asking a girl to dance. And some girl will be crying because a boy asked another girl to the dance and not her. She will find herself in the weed pile with the other weepers and teeth gnashers. Well, you think we grow out of it, but as we get older, we still keep weeding and weeding and being weeded. You didn't make the cut, sit on the bench. Your application has been received, but we regret to inform you that, or let's just be friends. Now, I've said those things, and I've heard all those things, and I know, you know, they're all nice ways to say, you're a weed, get over there in the pile. You don't belong here. You don't fit in. Once a weed, always a weed, we say. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. A leopard can't change its spots. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And we never really grow out of it. Some of us get really bad at it. History is full of weeders. Nero, Domitian, Vespasian, Torquemada, Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, Milosevic, Mugabe, McCarthy, Putin. Too many names to list. An ocean of blood has been spilled in the name of just a little weed pulling. And we know that the church is not immune to that. I have a dear friend who used to go to another United Methodist church. This didn't happen at Asbury. But she wanted to get involved in her new church family, and so she decided to join the United Methodist Women, the UMW. And so she went to her first circle meeting, and the ladies at the end of the meeting told her, they said, we don't think you fit here. We think you should find another circle. Well, she didn't find another circle. She found another church in another denomination because those ladies told her that she was a weed. Every once in a while, there's a person or a group that comes along and says, you know, what the church really needs is a little weeding. Those people don't belong here. You can't do that here. You can't have that idea or have committed that sin or be a part of that group or think that way or dress that way or look that way or have those friends and be one of us. You're a weed. Well, Matthew tells us that one day Jesus drew such a large crowd that he had to get into a boat and teach the people back on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And he told a story about seeds and soil, and when he was finished with that story, the crowd was hungry for more, and so he told a story about weeds. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who sowed good seed in his wheat field. When he was tucked in bed, fast asleep, an enemy came and sowed seeds among the wheat and ran off. When the wheat came up and produced grain, the weeds came up with the wheat." And isn't that the way life is? There are weeds among the wheat. Life is full of ugliness and beauty. In life, tragedy often mingles with triumph. Some of us are old enough to remember what Jim McKay used to say on ABC's Wide World of Sports: the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. There are weeds among the wheat. Somebody said, if God made the world and saw that it was good, then why are there bad things in God's good world? Well, Jesus anticipated that question, and so he continues the story. He says, the farmer's slaves came and said, "Master, didn't you sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?" The master said, "An enemy did it." Now, I should point out a couple of things before we move forward through this. First thing is, this is one of many answers in the Bible for why bad things are in God's good world. Scripture says sometimes bad things happen because we make bad choices. Sometimes bad things happen because of the laws of nature. I know that if I fall off a cliff, that gravity is going to take charge, and it ain't going to be pretty, is it? Sometimes bad things happen, according to the Bible, just because. No rhyme, no reason. Our hope and faith come from simply knowing that God is with us through it all. Now, here's Jesus says an enemy did it. And time doesn't allow us to get into a whole discussion about the development of Satan as a theological concept over time. If you're interested in doing something like that sometime, sign up for Disciple Bible Study. The first Disciple Bible Study, you can delve into that. But some Methodists find the idea of a red-horned demon with a barbed tail and a pitchfork kind of hard to accept. That being said, there is a force at work in the world, in our hearts, and in the world, that runs counter to God's will. And you can call it whatever you want. You can call it evil, the devil, Satan, sin, mob mentality, cognitive dissonance, but something is wrong in the world, and it is also in our hearts. There are weeds among the wheat, and Jesus is saying, that's not God's fault. So the slaves say to their master, "You want us to go pull them up?" Isn't that the way we are? We love to go weed pulling. Let's go, get them out of here. But hear what the master says in Jesus' story. No. No. You know, I believe that every church ought to have a big sign out front that says, "No weed pulling allowed." And I'm not talking about the landscaping, amen? And why would I say that? Because of what Jesus says in verse 28. "For in pulling up the weeds, you all might uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will say to the reapers, 'First, pull the weeds and bundle them up for burning, and put the wheat in my barn.'" And I can just hear the folks back on the shoreline that day on the Sea of Galilee. Did Jesus say no weed pulling? Well, what about the Romans? And what about the Gentiles? And what about adulterers and prostitutes and drunks or gays or meth addicts or murderers or Muslims or those greedy corporate executives we all hate or those politicians we can't wait to get rid of? When can we pull those weeds up? And Jesus says, never. Never, ever. No weed pulling allowed. And then listen to what he says later on when the disciples ask him about it. I'm sure they had a bunch of questions. Jesus says, "The one sowing the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seeds are the kingdom's children, but the weeds are children of evil. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are angels. Who are the reapers? Angels. And I know in, you know, modern Western society, we kind of think of, you know, when you die, people become angels. That's not really in the way the Bible talks about it. Angels are like a completely different being in the Bible. The reapers are angels. You see, Jesus says that even at the end of the world, we don't get to pull weeds. That's the job of the angels. Verse 40, so then, just as the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be in the end of the age. The Son of Man, and that's a way of Jesus referring to himself, the Son of Man will send his angels and pull up all the trappers and doers of lawlessness out of his kingdom and throw them into the fiery furnace. There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine out like the sun in the Father's kingdom. If you have ears, Jesus says, listen. Through this parable, Jesus says, you all leave the weed pulling to me. Why? Because, friends, you and I can't tell the difference between wheat and a weed. We can't tell the difference between wheat and a weed. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm included in this. Each and every one of us has some weeds mixed in with our wheat. And what do you think happens when we start pulling up weeds? Let me ask it another way. What kind of plant kills other plants? Weeds do. And so when we try to get rid of the weeds around us, we become weeds ourselves, and we are fit for nothing more than to be thrown into the fiery furnace. When I was in seminary, I lived in a small town in North Georgia called Mount Zion, and Mount Zion was in the country. And the parsonage sat on top of the hill in Mount Zion, and it was about 7 acres of land that I had to mow all summer. And when I started mowing, it felt like it might as well have been 7 million acres. Amen? I mean, it was just this huge lot. So anyway, it came time to mow one year, and I noticed these weeds, and they were really ugly. They were these long vines and rough green leaves, and I thought about mowing them down, but then I thought, well, I'll just leave them alone and see what happens. Well, later on, these little yellow flowers came out, and then these tiny green fruit came out with these little dark specks, and they got bigger and bigger until they got about this big. And friends, I'm here to tell you today, I could not tell the difference between a weed and a watermelon. Amen? The fruit never got very big, like I say, about the size of both of my fists together, and there were only about 3 or 4 of them. Maybe if I had been more caring, maybe if they had had more sun or deeper soil or more water, it would have been different. But I'll tell you one thing, I've never tasted a sweeter watermelon. I'm so glad that I didn't pull those weeds up. Do you have ears? Hear. H-E-A-R. Hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God said, amen. Let us pray. God, we thank you for loving us even in the midst of all of our weediness. Sometimes we forget that self-righteousness is just as much of a sin as unrighteousness. And we pray that you will make us ever more mindful of our own shortcomings as human beings. And more than that, use our shortcomings and our weaknesses to create sympathy for the people around us who have other weaknesses and faults and failures. Help us not to judge, God, but to judge ourselves and to obey your command not to judge, but to love as you love us indiscriminately. Because, God, it is love that truly transforms us from the inside out. God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for this parable. And we pray that over the coming weeks that you will help us to become even more friendly, even more welcoming, even more faithful to drawing others into your family. We pray this in Jesus' name, and the people of God said, amen. If you'd like to join our church family, you're welcome to do that this morning. If you want to come down after we sing this last song. If you're joining us online, feel free to shoot me an email. I'd love to talk with you about how to become a part of our church family. If you've never professed your faith in Jesus Christ, never received the sacrament of baptism, Brother Nick or I would love to talk with you about that as well. But let's stand and sing together. And just a quick reminder, if you'd like to use the prayer station, you're more than welcome to do that as well, or you can come down and kneel in prayer at the rail. Let's stand and sing together.
Been a blessing to worship with you all this morning. Sing this last song together.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Been so, so kind to me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow, sing it up. There's no shadow you won't lie. I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, reckless love of God.
Week we'll continue with our Won't You Be My Neighbor series, and we're going to look at the story of Abram and Sarah and how they welcomed three strangers into their home and what a difference that made. They actually encountered God by welcoming strangers into their home. So I invite you to come back for that. Be sure and keep the OMP team in your prayers this week as they go to Rogers to serve and to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And would you please receive this blessing? Go forth with Christ above you to be your guide, with Christ below you to hold you up, with Christ beside you to be your friend, and with Christ within you to give you hope, love, joy, and peace. Go forth with Jesus Christ, your Lord. And the people of God said, Amen.